With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Well, happy Thursday. That feels kind of like a Friday. Yeah, it's a long weekend for those celebrating, and that means Easter is here. Happy Easter. It's time to eat chocolate, get together with family, have some food, have some laughs, have some political debates, perhaps. Are you up for the Easter political discussion challenge? What the hell is that? Oh, man, will we be throwing eggs at each other before the weekend is over? Oh, man, they debated in French last night in this country. Oh, what a show. We're going to keep it to the lighter stuff, like chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate. We'll go eat chocolate today. We'll introduce you to Canada's number one chocolate treat this weekend, bought more than any other. Can you guess what it is? You can see the beach house is all decked out for Easter. We're ready to go. Welcome into the Beach Bunker. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life, of which we've got it all for you today. The Easter Bunny is coming this weekend. I hope you're ready for it. I hope you're ready for Easter. I hope you have a great Easter. It's a safe one, and I hope you get lots to eat. I'm really excited to make my macaroni dish. I'm going to take some pictures and videos, so I'll have that for you come Monday. There will be no show tomorrow. We are off for Good Friday, but we will be back again at 7 a.m. on Monday. We're not taking the Easter Monday, although Easter's wonky. You got some people taking tomorrow off. You've got some people that have the Easter Monday off. You've got some people that have all 4 days. Even a Christmas not getting all 4 days, but getting all 4 days for Easter. Not much is closed in this country. It's more in the U.S. Easter Sunday, boy, it's crazy how many of America's big retailers have decided to close on Easter Sunday. It is a sign of the times. And actually here, if you're planning to hit, I think it's Costco in Winnipeg, I believe may be closed on Easter Sunday to kind of, it's a corporate thing. And IKEA, I think, might also be closed on Easter Sunday. Everybody else appears to be open, basically, at retail throughout the entire weekend. Anyway, we're also going to take a quick trip out to Vegreville, Alberta. Why would we do such a thing? Well, those who are Ukrainian already know why we would go to Vegreville, because Vegreville, Alberta is the home of Canada's largest Ukrainian Easter egg. In French Canada is happy. Habs fans are happy. They won their game. They moved the debate forward. Did you see the debate last night? It was a French language debate. You know, chances are you had to watch the English translation version. It was uneventful, except for the end. Except I'll explain coming up. Good Friday, not all that good weather-wise. It's going to be a chilly whiteout street party happening in Brandon at the Shoppers Mall. They're going to be at the Eastside Mario's spot in the mall parking lot tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., so if you know where Eastside Mario's is, you'll find the Jets whiteout party at the mall. They're going to have music and prizes and games and stuff like that. Well, it goes without saying, wear your Jet stuff, right? And if you don't have Jet stuff, they'll have some for sale. It was something else. Not the debate. The debate was kind of, it was kind of what you would expect. Nobody did poorly. Nobody did great. They made their points. It was stereotypically Canadian, please and thank you. No one really took any wild shots at the other one. Nothing to report. It was after the debate. My jaw hit the floor after the debate concluded last night. So afterwards, they have what's called a media scrum, and that's where all the reporters from across Canada are in a room, and each of the political leaders stand in front of a little backdrop and a microphone, and they simply answer the questions asked by reporters. What made this so controversial? Well, last night, the Debates Commission allowed digital media outlets to ask questions. Oh, boy. Full disclosure, I'm not a traditional media guy anymore. So they're the Rodney Dangerfield of media. They don't get no respect. So this won't be discussed at all. You're going to have to go to YouTube. You're going to have to go to some kind of social media platform to see this, but it is unreal. They start unloading questions that the mainstream media refuse to ask the candidates, and they kind of spare no one. And I thought to myself, this is refreshing. You never hear these questions get asked. Jagmeet Singh refused to answer a couple of them. He just outright said, I'm not answering these questions. You're not legitimate media. All the traditional media outlets in Canada are furious. Smoke is coming out their ears. Why is digital media allowed to ask questions at these events? They like the mainstream. When CBC was furious. Oh my God, they're mad. They are so angry. And I don't like to see anybody's blood pressure get up, but I liked seeing questions get asked that I might ask if I was there. The debate was a snore. You didn't really miss much. If you're up on the candidates, you know, they were simply making their points. It was the afterwards. And if you want to see it, again, you're going to have to go to YouTube or your social media to search it up. Bobby is excited because it looks like they can have an Easter egg hunt outside this year. Yes. Yes, here I'm thinking about a picnic. Thanks for that that note, Bobby. With plus 17 in the sunshine on Sunday, Easter egg hunt outside. How awesome is that? And did you see the Easter bunny filling his gas tank yesterday? Oh, it was so adorable. He was filling his gas tank, getting ready to deliver the Easter eggs with a $20 Shell gas gift card from our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Why? Because the Easter Bunny got his multi-point inspection for $55 and got a free $20 Shell gas gift card. Now, this can be for you too, not just the Easter Bunny, but only until the end of April and only at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Skydancer Casino would like to wish all their Canadian friends and family happy Easter from your friends rolling out the red carpet. We love you, Canadians. We love when you come to visit. And of course, we love to visit when we can at the Skydancer, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, home of some amazing entertainment, including an awesome outdoor show, next big one on the calendar set for July. Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts will be performing. They got Tracy Byrd in November and, of course, Little John set for August. From top-tier entertainment to comfy accommodations, SkyDancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on their social media channels, too. This weekend, they've got a tax cut. They're celebrating advance voting, I guess, which actually does happen this weekend. Leon's tax cut on Black Tag furniture and mattresses. And that is happening this weekend. Price cuts throughout the store. Jessica sofa on sale for half price. Save up to 50% on select clearance mattresses and more. They're proudly Canadian since 1909. And again, at Leon's, you don't have to pay anything till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments, plus free local delivery. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, leons.ca. Uh-oh, Trev says they only have 60 Shell cards left. Well, that's good. I got to check in with, speaking of countdowns, so Trev's got 60 Shell cards left. First 50 customers over at Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards. It's Jacuzzi, Manitoba. The Jets game is set. The first game is set for Saturday against the St. Louis Blues over at Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. If you make a purchase in the month of April and the team goes all the way to the Stanley Cup and wins the Stanley Cup, you could get your purchase for free. This is a very cool contest that they've got going on, but it's only for the first 50 customers. And I got to reach out to Devin and get an update on that, because I would think that they are getting relatively close to getting to those 50. They call it the Win Your Wellness. If the boys in white bring home the cup, you could win big with Jacuzzi. Offer valid for residents of Manitoba only. Offer on now through the end of April. Contact Jacuzzi Manitoba. That's Creasy's locally in Brandon, Jacuzzi Manitoba in Winnipeg for more information on that. But game one goes tomorrow against the St. Louis Blues. They beat the Ducks last night. It is historic for the Jets. It's the best Jets team we have ever had in the history of NHL in Manitoba. How could I not mention that? The Whiteout Hype Party. It starts at 11 o'clock at the Shoppers Mall parking lot. They will be in the East Side Mario's side of the parking lot there. There's going to be a lot of people. Dress warm. Supposed to be like 3 degrees. They are going to be hyping it up. There'll be lots of music and people be dancing around, and they'll have merchandise for sale, and there'll be games and prizes, and the whole province is going crazy for our Winnipeg Jets in the NHL. And we're not big on sports on this show, but this is huge. This is the best team we have ever had.
Winnipeg Whiteout shirts are white hot sellers at the Jets gear store as fans like Tracy House prepare for the NHL playoffs. She says ahead of game one, the city feels alive.
And everybody's walking around supporting their team, and it's just so much fun. You can just totally feel the vibe. I just love it.
And it's because there's so much crap going on. We're in the middle of an election that is probably the most important election we've ever had. Politics is toxic. Social media is toxic. Everybody's fighting. Everyone's angry. Stuff's expensive. We're all upset. People are getting into fistfights on golf courses. And then all of a sudden, like a ray of light on the horizon, the light shines bright. Our NHL team doesn't suck. And they've sucked for a while. They've been around. Then they left. They sucked so bad and the dollar got bad and they left. But then they came back. And I, for one, never thought that this could happen, that they would have a team this good, but it's happened.
It's not just fans feeling the energy.
We're feeling it in the office for sure, but we're seeing it, you know, evidence of it around the city.
True North Sports and Entertainment says tickets to the first two Whiteout street parties were gone in 10 minutes. Kevin Donnelly says once the schedule is confirmed, tickets for the away game arena watch parties will go out as fast as possible.
We're feeling it that people want to participate and take any advantage, whether that's live games or away games. We're going to make the arena available so we can do that.
The celebration isn't limited to the official street parties. Downtown bars like Elephant and Castle are cashing in on the extended season by hosting watch parties of their own.
So there's a little more drinking normally than normal, more partying, and everyone's always in a good mood though, so we're always excited to serve it.
Cleanup crews are also working around the clock so the downtown and the businesses in it can put their best foot forward.
When we look at 2024,
oh, that's Kate Fenske. I worked with her at CKLQ in Brandon. She was in our newsroom. Hi, Kate Fenske.
Playoffs, that very first game, which was on a Sunday, businesses saw a 90% increase in sales. So it really can be huge for their bottom line.
Meaning the more the team wins, so does the city, which these Jets faithful are hoping will be the case.
I've got all the confidence in them this year to go all the way.
I'm so excited. They've done so well this year, and I have a really good feeling about this.
So even though the Whiteout street parties are all sold out, essentially, you can still get tickets to the Game 2 party in the plaza. At last check, there was a little bit more than 100 tickets left.
And the whole province is vibrating with anticipation. It's just so exciting. Portscus, 5 p.m. Thank you, Road Reverend. You know what? As you're getting together with your family, you might want to say, hey, you know what? We're going to have a staycation this year, and we're going to go to the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa this summer. And have a wonderful week at Riding Mountain National Park. Go to this website, elkhornresort.mb.ca. Take a look at the beautiful pictures of the resort. All the great things there are to do in and around the resort. And not only that, they've got some amazing packages for you and your family, including the Spring Spa and Stay Special, $248 for a one-night stay and $378 for two nights. That's for two people, and it gets you two spa passes as well. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Again, the mini eggs are still around, but that bag is dwindling. They come in two-pound bags. 1 kilogram, two pounds. Those mini eggs at Co-ops of Westman. If you have some last-minute groceries you need, please go to Co-ops of Westman. They are hyper-local. They're 100% Canadian, 100% Manitoban, and they are servicing the communities they serve. All the profits get reinvested back into the community. So if the Easter Bunny is in need of any extra little treats to make sure that Easter Sunday is absolutely perfect, well, you know what? They're here to help. Co-ops of Westman. They've got it all for you. And again, although I went for my brisket there in Brandon anyway, they're doing rain checks on the brisket. I was crushed. I'm going to go in today, though. See, there's apparently a shipment coming in today. Brisket's gone. Huge sales. There's a huge sale going on at Co-op right now heading into the long weekend. Hams, briskets, turkeys. Cindy said Co-op gold mini eggs sold out in Dauphin. Gone. They're going to set. I think in Brandon they sold out too. I warned you guys. I said we're going to taste them and they're going to be gone. They're so popular. Beautiful Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Hamiota Co-op. Get your treats at the Co-op. And a reminder that Saturday, April the 26th from 11 till 4 at Murray GM at 1500 Richmond Avenue, they're going to have that big EV day where you can take an EV test drive and $10 will go to support local Earth Day activities and local charities. $10 will be donated. All you have to do is show up and drive an EV. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Put that in your phone, April the 26th. That is a Saturday. That is a week from this Saturday from 11 until 4. Cheese balls. Look, and they always come in a big bucket like this. Big bucket of cheese balls. You know, I've asked you, cheese balls, cheesies, or Cheetos, I think we should rank them. 1, 2, and 3. So, and do it this way. You go to the store, you have your first pick, and then all of a sudden they're out. So if it's cheese balls, they're out of cheese balls. So then what's your second pick? Cheetos. And then what's your third pick? I don't like cheesies. Blessed Mama's in for the cheesies. MJ says Hawk and cheesies. Ryan says definitely cheesies. OG. What does that mean? Definitely cheesies. They're the OG of this all. Ugh. They're the ugh. See, I'm old. You're so hip. I'm so old. They're the ugh of all this. I don't know what OG means. Cindy says Cheetos. Oh, Cheetos number one. Then Hawkins. Then the cheese balls. I find the cheese balls melt in your mouth. There's not much sustenance. I bet you I could eat 5 barrels of those. They don't stick to you. They're tasty. But they don't fill you up. They're just like air. That's why they put them in a big tub like this. You can take down a couple of these tubs. Old Chickie likes the Hawkins. That real cheddar cheese. You can't beat real cheddar cheese. I'm sorry. It's like my Easter loaf I'm going to make with mac and cheese, bacon bits, and cheddar cheese and egg. That's what I'm going to do. I'll prove it to you. It's going to be the greatest thing I think I've ever created in my kitchen. It's only to be made at Easter. In future generations, they will be teaching kids in culinary school how to make this amazing dish, and I will share it with you on Monday. Polar Bear's in for the Hawkins cheesies. Ryan likes the Hawkins cheesies. Molly says, I'm sure I'd like it. We've got to get Molly some Hawkins cheesies down there. Somebody mail Molly a bag of Hawkins cheesies in the States. When my son was planning to go to school stateside, we would take Hawkins cheesies with us to give to football coaches and professors, and some of them just cried. Oh my God, I love these. They're one of those quintessential Canadian products that if you've got a Canadian store, an import store stateside, this is a popular product. It is in the top 5 for sure. Tracy says Hawkins all the way. Woohoo! I love me the Hawkins. Lindy says, but I break my teeth on them. They are crunchy. They are crunchy. I think that's why I like them. But that's a good reminder. I always have problems with my front teeth. But they fry them extra crispy. Ooh. Katie says, Cheetos number... Another one for the Cheetos, hey? Cheesies number 2. And then pass on the cheese balls. So even though we're celebrating Cheese Ball Day, no good on the cheese balls. Derek... pull that tin foil down a little harder. Pull it down. Pull it down. Your helmet is leaning up on the one side. Hawkins is the only one that doesn't use thyroid killer colorant. Sunset orange. Yeah, but you know what? As you're fading off, as your eyes close and you slip away into death.
It's sunset orange that got me.
It's Sunset Orange, not the 15 packs of Export A Green without the filters on them, but it's the orange. It's the Sunset Orange, I told them, it's the orange. Molly says UGG means original gangster. Okay, I can be an UGG. OG. It's pronounced OG. Okay, OG. So that'll be my thing. So when something is really cool, like the Jets are going to win this weekend, it's going to be so OG. MJ says Hawkins are legit cheese. Ryan says original gangster of the cheese. Cheesies won for Polar Bear, then Cheetos, then the cheese balls. Yellow Jacket, Hawkins, Cheesies, Cheetos, then cheese balls. MJ is going to be sending Molly some cheesies. Good stuff. Canada Post strike screwed it up. Molly says, do they have them in Alberta? I can ask my friend to bring it back. Yes, yes, they will know exactly what you're talking about. I want to see the video of you trying your first Hawkins cheesies. That will get premier billing on the show. We will be so excited up here to share that with you.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Why does the Easter Bunny have such scary faces? And the kids know that. They love sitting on Santa's lap. Some like to sit on the Easter Bunny's lap, but not everybody. But you get candy. You get candy. No, not going to have any of it. Oh, here's one going back a ways. Now, that's a little bit more of a creepy bunny. Oh, go stand by the bunny and look at the look on the girls' faces. The look on the girls' faces is like,
the bunny looks like it might have rabies.
Oh, my God. This is so dramatic. Oh, wow. This one's not having any of it. The bunny is trying to make the best of it, but no, little girl with pink bow is not excited to meet the Easter Bunny. That is the exact same look I had when I saw the first set of polls come out that the Liberals were ahead in the upcoming election. That was the look. I had the same reaction as that little girl with the pink bow in her hair. There's more. Well, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Buying candy for 10. This will give you diabetes.
Easter candy haul for our family of 10 plus 2. And I have 10 kids finding eggs this year. We usually do 10 large and 8 small, and I color code each person. And then I make sure to get all of our favorites. One of mine is the original Cadbury eggs. I picked up an Easter basket for my husband because for some reason I forgot his when I bought everybody else's. And then I grab different kinds of jelly beans and chocolates, and I make sure to grab the old-fashioned Brock's jelly beans. Those are my favorite. I also add money, coins, and dollars, and then we'll have 4 prize eggs for the kids to get. We want to try a couple of new flavored Peeps, and then Brendan asked for a large stuffed animal Peep, so we are going to surprise him with that. I checked out. I got all my kids' baskets not too long ago, so I am ready for Easter.
The top candies in Canada, the actual top candy sold in Canada. Any guess as to the number one candy that will be consumed this weekend? Canadians eat a lot of chocolate at Easter. Easter is the second biggest chocolate-selling holiday in this country after Halloween. The average Canadian eats about 5 to 6 kilograms of chocolate per year. That's almost 15 pounds of chocolate. You eat 15 pounds of chocolate? So the Easter egg, the chocolate Easter. We're going to go to Vegreville, Alberta, and show you the Ukrainian Easter egg. Biggest one in the world is in Alberta. Did you know that the Easter egg may be Canadian? Ganong Brothers, based in New Brunswick, is Canada's oldest chocolate company. And it's debatable, but some believe that Ganong in New Brunswick was the first company in North America to ever make a chocolate Easter egg. Wouldn't this be nice for Easter? So not just Superman, Canadian. Not just basketball, Canadian. But the Easter egg. I thought that was pretty cool. And of course, the largest Easter egg on the planet, they call it the Pasanke. Am I pronouncing that right? Pasanke is in Vegreville. And Easter Monday is a stat holiday in this country. I don't get that. You got Good Friday. What do you need one more? But Easter Sunday is always a holiday. Easter Monday is not a statutory holiday across Canada, but it's observed by government workers, banks, and some school boards. And something else that is totally Canadian is the Easter egg hunt in the snow. Because Easter falls in March or early April, many Canadian families bundle up for outdoor egg hunts in the snow. We get used to eating our chocolate in the snow because Halloween trick-or-treating is often done in the snow as well. We love it. Yay! But this weekend, no. This weekend, we could see some of those candies melt in the yard. 17 degrees in the sunshine. That is going to be awesome. But the top-selling candy treats, before we say goodbye to our friends on Facebook and X and YouTube, here are the top five. At number five, Peeps Marshmallow Chicks. Yeah. At number four, Chocolate Bunnies. At number three, Cadbury Cream Eggs. At number two, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs. And at number one, it is Cadbury Mini Eggs. Yes, the candy-coated milk chocolate eggs, the tiny ones with the crunchy shell. I call them giant Smarties. Here's Easter Bunny Auditions from The Late Show. Easter Bunny Auditions.
Liam Neeson, whenever you're ready.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity. Easter is on its way.
This time, why don't we keep it light? Remember, it's for children and he's a bunny.
Do you understand what's happening here? He's hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity. He's coming. He's an unstoppable force. Measured. Inevitable. Eggs aren't the only thing that'll be dying tonight.
That's the Irish accent.
Bunny saying that?
If you have to ask, you don't understand the bunny's mindset.
I think I do. He's a bunny bringing candy to children.
Yes, he's a bunny. But a bunny is laying eggs. He's a freak of nature, a confused, grotesque monster. There's no telling what he's capable of. Why do you think he's holding up carrot, Bo?
Because it's what he likes to eat?
No. By employing the bunny's certain set of skills, he can gnaw it down into a shit. Slip it between people's ribs at random.
Okay. Well,
no.
That's good. Thanks for coming in. We'll give you a call.
It's not going to work.
Oh, well, call soon. I need the job, and I'm running out of relatives to be taken.
He was in Manitoba, actually, filming a movie. He filmed that movie about the no one was taken from his family in that one. It was an action movie, and apparently he is just an absolute phenomenal guy. Just super, super nice guy. I've never met him, but talking to folks who had worked on another Manitoba movie, they said he was a really cool guy to work with, and I guess they had done that up in Gimli in the wintertime. Something about some kind of frozen adventure that he was on. But until the end of the month, that means you've got less than 2 weeks to go to take advantage of this. If you're involved with a nonprofit group, this is important information for you, okay? Because building communities is a twice yearly initiative that Sunrise Credit Union takes on, and they support nonprofit groups. Deloraine Ag Society got a donation. A Pipestone Memorial Park got a donation. Cypress River Senior Center got a donation. The deadline for entries is April 30th. To learn more about the Building Communities Grant from Sunrise Credit Union, go to sunrisecu.mb.ca. Happy Easter from our friends at Auto Fashion. Again, whenever you get hail damage to your vehicle, you need to remember the name Auto Fashion. When you are just way too tired to get that vehicle all cleaned up, maybe for this weekend, maybe you got a big Easter celebration. We're going to be hauling people around in your car. You don't want them jumping in your car thinking the Easter Bunny had been a bad boy in the car and left all these bad wrappers of chocolates and fast food and so on and so forth, Auto Fashion can take care of it for you. They do interior and exterior detailing, and of course they're MPI and SGI accredited for paintless dent repair for things like hail. They do ceramic coating and paint protection and more. Go to autofashion.ca. They're 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And Kuiper's Family Bakery, Easter breads. Oh, the Easter breads. They have got hot cross buns. They have got Easter bread, the big one, the big Easter bread. They've got chocolate-dipped shortbread available for your Easter pleasure. They have got, of course, their monster cookies are a great Easter treat. And, of course, the tray buns, which are good for the meal and great for sandwiches after, whether it's ham or turkey or maybe you're going to be doing some brisket this weekend. Stop by and see our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery to get all your Easter bread needs met at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner. Beside Tasties, the world's biggest Ukrainian Easter egg.
Vegreville is a town in central Alberta, and most would recognize it for its massive egg. It became a town in 1906 and is home to just under 6,000 Albertans.
Look at that baby.
Vegreville built the egg to commemorate the centennial of the RCMP, but it didn't take long for it to attract the attention of the world, even the Queen.
Queen was giving her speech. Here's Prince Philip behind her, and there's an opening, a little opening underneath the egg. And he's looking all around, trying to figure out this egg. He says, I'm trying to figure out how this egg is going to turn. The Queen is giving her speech, and here he is, just looking underneath, not a concern.
I wonder if everybody else was as blown away as I was, that it's completely hollow on the inside.
And there is no chocolate in this. It's not, it's just a big art form, but it is massive. It is huge. The size of two pickup trucks, perhaps. So, if you are ever in Alberta, you've got to swing by and see the largest Ukrainian Easter egg in the world in Vegreville, Alberta. So beautiful. That would be a hard one to hide for the kids to find because it is so big. If you need something with low sugar or sugar-free, go see Headley's Health Hut. If you need gluten-free desserts for this weekend, go and see Headley's Health Hut. If you need high-protein foods, vitamins, supplements, you know where you're going to find it, Headley's Health Hut. And don't forget that a week from tomorrow, a week from Good Friday, is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. That's where they've got samples, deals, prizes, and more. It's a big party last Friday of every month at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall location. They're just east of Murray GM. So you wouldn't think of a health food store for Easter, but there's a lot of treats floating around for Easter, and you want to make sure everyone gets them. Not everyone can have them for whatever health reasons. And so that's why you need to remember our friends at Headley's Health Hut over on Richmond Avenue. At Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, happy Easter from the crew at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Reminding you that the quenchers are back, so are the smile cookies. And we will really be shifting gears on that come Monday because we'll be a week away from the smile cookie campaign. Raising funds for the McLeod Elementary School in Moosomin, the VCI Basketball Nets and Sports Equipment in Verdon, Beautiful Plains Community Foundation in Neepawa, the Watson Arts Center in Dauphin, and the Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic as well. We're hoping to be on location Monday the 28th. We're going to get that technically all put together and make sure that we can do a live stream from the Tim's over at Canadian Tire on the morning of the 28th. So fingers crossed on that. Hope that we can also do a live stream from the actual Smile Zone, which would be really cool when they unveil the work that they have done at the Brandon Clinic. So I hope that all comes together. Fingers crossed. But in the meantime, treat your family to some Tim Hortons. Make sure you pick up some coffees for them. Some ice caps, get some Timbits. They look like Easter eggs. Little Timbits look like Easter eggs. They make for a nice addition to the Easter table or maybe an Easter dessert. Tim Hortons locations in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And happy Easter from Eplaw Office on 18th Street. Yes, Eplaw Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs in real estate, corporate law, and wills and estates. Remember them should you need services of any trusted legal advisor. They're friendly to deal with. They make things nice and easy to understand. and they're just good people. So have a safe Easter. Have a happy Easter. Enjoy your friends and family. And if you ever need some legal assistance, maybe you want to sue some family members. I'm kidding. She doesn't do that kind of law. EPLA office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Eating the chocolate Easter bunny. Are you an ears first or feet first kind of person? I am always doing the feet first. I feel bad about the ears, and by the time I get to the ears, I don't care anymore. Chad also goes feet first so that it doesn't run away. Christine says, ears so it can't hear me munching on its feet. Scarlett is ears first, so is Tammy. Sandy says that after watching the news and hearing that chocolate has doubled in price, I will be passing on the bunnies. Thank you, Sandy. Angela says ears, Tracy ears, Dana ears, Bobby ears, Paul ears, Debbie ears. Everyone goes for the ears, although Tasso says, I go for the jugular every time. It's a chocolate Easter bunny. Going for the jugular? What the hell? Ears first? What? Yeah, when you're eating the chocolate Easter bunny. Where do you start? Ears or feet? Tasso goes for the jugular. He'll find the neck of the chocolate Easter bunny and then do a big chomp. I would say, according to our question of the day, 90% of those who responded, and we have a couple of dozen folks who responded, said ears first. And I hope that you have a blessed Easter. I hope that you have a wonderful long weekend. Thanks for being part of the show this week. We'll be back again on Monday. We're off tomorrow, but we will be back again on Monday. Okay, so get your Easter egg ready. Get your basket ready to go to get blessed. Get your kubasa in there. And I'm going to make my macaroni dish from heaven. I'm going to call it the macaroni dish from heaven. Only for Easter, mac and cheese with bacon loaf. It's going to be amazing. Happy Easter, guys. Enjoy the long weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.